This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. $150,000 in grant money from the Washington State Conservation Commission will allow the Portage Bay Partnership to begin improvements to the shellfish beds shut down 3 years ago due to contamination. Dairy farmer Rich Apple says they need to have those water quality plans done for the first two farms, Edeline Dairy and Twin Brook Creamery, very soon.
So, you know, that'll be the big challenge. Right now we're going through the process of interviewing and picking those experts. So that's a critical part to this process. And then May 1st is kind of the next deadline that we're trying to hit as far as having two of the water quality plans in place. And at that point, we'll know a lot more as far as, you know, how feasible it is for the rest of the dairymen in Whatcom County. If that process isn't too burdensome regulatory-wise or cost-wise, I think, you know, other dairymen may choose to sign on to at that point.
Apple says things are progressing nicely.
There's a lot of enthusiasm, of course, from different agencies in Washington State Ecology, from the governor's office on down. A lot of people were watching this process, and, you know, a lot of people in government are very pleased that we did come to an agreement and are doing their utmost to help make sure that this is successful for the long haul.
Apple says the deal between the Lummi Nation and the dairy farmers is setting a good example for future tribal and government partnerships.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.